2 Samuel 8. Sometime later, David defeated the Philistines, subdued them, and took Metheg-Ammah from the hand of the Philistines. David also defeated the Moabites, made them lie down on the ground, and measured them off with a cord. He measured off with two lengths those to be put to death, and with one length those to be spared. So the Moabites became subject to David and brought him tribute. David also defeated Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah, who had marched out to restore his dominion along the Euphrates River. David captured from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers, and he hamstrung all the horses except 100 he kept for the chariots. When the Arameans of Damascus came to help King Hadadezer of Zobah, David struck down 22,000 men. Then he placed garrisons in Aram of Damascus, and the Arameans became subject to David and brought him tribute. So the Lord made David victorious wherever he went. And David took the gold shields that belonged to the officers of Hadadezer and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Beta and Barothai, cities of Hadadezer, King David took a large amount of bronze. When King Toai of Hamath heard that David had defeated the entire army of Hadadezer, he sent his son Joram to greet King David and bless him for fighting and defeating Hadadezer, who had been at war with Toai. Joram brought with him articles of silver and gold and bronze, and King David dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold he had dedicated from all the nations he had subdued, from Edom and Moab, from the Ammonites and Philistines and Amalekites, and from the spoil of Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. And David made a name for himself when he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He placed garrisons throughout Edom, and all the Edomites were subject to David. So the Lord made David victorious wherever he went. Thus David reigned over all Israel and administered justice and righteousness for all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Ahimelech, son of Abiathar, were priests. Seraiah was the scribe. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and David's sons were priestly leaders.